This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition today, and great to be able to welcome Subramani Venkatesh back on. Subbu, welcome back. When we first spoke, you said one of your sort of biggest lessons that you've learnt was to get your nutrition right. You made some big mistakes in your first Ironman. It's something that you've had to work hard at this discipline of the sport to try and make sure you don't make those mistakes again.
Sure, Brad. Yes, I literally don't want to miss the nutrition that I practiced on the race day. So I keep pretty much the same food and same nutrition all the time when I race and when I train. I depend on certain number of calories per day on the bike, particularly. If I don't screw up on my bike, I definitely can manage run all the time with decent nutrition.
Talk to me about how you approach race day from a nutrition point of view. What's your race plan for an Ironman when it comes to nutrition?
Well, I can give a the whole day, the process, how it goes for me.
Yeah, please do.
I start my nutrition planning or loading calories like even 2 days before the race, I would say, keeping a decent amount of carbs and the protein, not to lose any of those reserves. So I keep loading my calories. It's like it goes from, like, say if my race is on Sunday, I start on Friday for that. And when I come to race day early morning, like I wake up around 3 o'clock, I listen to my favorite music and I make my breakfast with a cup of oatmeal and banana with honey or maple syrup. That's what I had, with the cinnamon and no fat in it. Not even peanut butter. Then generally when I eat my regular breakfast, I put a peanut butter in it, but on the race day I don't, because I keep less fat and load more carbs and little bit of protein in it, because protein comes from the oatmeal itself. And that makes about 1,000 calories for me the day up until the swim. I'm loaded with calories, and then 30 minutes before the swim, I take my sport drink that is customized to me, which has no protein at all. It is purely a sugar of 350 calories. I drink that, and then it settles down in my stomach. Because I have no protein, this helps me out to have a smooth swim. Because I had issues with protein before, so I don't want to take any more protein in my food. And by the time I come out of the swim, I feel really strong. And as soon as I go into a transition, I take about 150 calories of a mix of 1% protein carbs with and about 150 calories in that, about not even 15, what is that, grams of carbs. I take so much. And then I hop on the bike and go. And for next 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I don't eat much other than drinking water with salt. And after 30 minutes, I really start adding my nutrition for every 1 hour. My goal is to eat about 300 to 320 calories of nutrition. It is all liquid.
I was going to say, it sounds like you've got it all sorted out.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yes. I train in the same aspect during my race. My training, I don't miss it. Even a little bit during my training. Also, I try to make less recovery. I try to replicate my same race training during my regular training days.
Well, brilliant. Subramani Venkatesh, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Best of luck in your journey to get back onto the Big Island. I'm sure it's going to happen, and we can't wait to see you race again in Hawaii.
Thank you very much, Brad. So much. So nice to talk to you about this. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.